This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The chrysanthemum throne has moved into a new era, that of Reiwa, which means beautiful harmony. It marks the reign of the new emperor of Japan, Naruhito. Starting today, you can sign a book of congratulations at various offices around Oahu. We invited Deputy Consul General Takayuki Shinozawa to talk with us this morning about what lies ahead.
We have a long history about Japan and Hawaii. As you know, that last year we have marked that 150 years anniversary, the first Japanese came to Hawaii. Then after that, many our imperial family visited here to encourage Japanese working here or making some good relationship. Then last emperor called Akihito, he came here 6 times. He married at 1959. That he's the first emperor married to the common lady in the history, in the long history in Japanese emperor. Then celebrate that marriage. Then here in the Japanese descendant celebrate that marriage. Then they create a scholarship. The name is at Grand Akihito Scholarship Foundation, and it's only one the foundation to name that emperor's name.
And so the whole point of that scholarship is to do what?
Yeah, we select each year one Hawaiian, one Japanese, then exchange that student, then that more deepen that relationship with Japan and Hawaii.
And so how long are they able to stay here to study?
It depends that 1 year or 2 years.
Okay, so that's one long-lasting tie that we have to the emperor who has just stepped down.
Yeah.
And so our new emperor of Japan has never visited Hawaii, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's never come here. But I hope that he or his wife, the new empress Masako, she was used to our colleagues in the Foreign Office. That you very much hope to visit in here.
Yes, because, I mean, she was a rising star in the diplomatic circles. She's very well educated. Mm. And I think when people think of modern Japan, that they think of someone like her who has gone abroad to study.
Mm. She studied in Harvard. She can speak a very fluent English. So our office is now, today, just opened that congratulatory signature book for the public until May 10 in our business hour from 8 o'clock in the morning to 11:30, then afternoon 1 to 3:30 in our office.
So folks can just go down there and sign the book. And then when will that be presented to the emperor?
We prepare the book, then that anyone can come there, then making some sign or and written that some congratulatory message or anything.
And I know you folks say no gifts.
No gift we accept.
Yeah, but just simply come down and start the new era off with mm-hmm. your wishes for the new emperor of Japan.
Yeah.
And so people can not only go then to the consulate, but they can also go to the Japanese Cultural Center, correct? There'll be books over there as well?
Yeah, that's some Japanese-related organization giving the cooperation with us. And Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii, they also cooperate. And also that one Japanese society called the Hawaii Senior Life Enrichment Association. And I heard that Okinawans Association, they also have a cooperation to accept the book for the congratulatory message.
Okay, so our community then can go to any of these places, and they can do that until the 14th, 14th, 15th? I guess it depends, but maybe the best thing is to call ahead and check to see.
Yes, please. That our office is at Nuanu area, so that Japanese cultural center is based on the Makiki area. Then Senior Life Association is in his offices in Waikiki.
Oh, in Kalakaua.
Kalakaua. Then Okinawa Association in Waipahu. So that's everywhere that people wish to feeling convenient to sign please visit to sign for the congratulatory message.
Now, with this new era, there's lots of hope. And there are lots of challenges for Japan. What would you say are some of the biggest challenges that the country faces?
Last era, it's called Heisei. It's 30 years. We have so many incidents happen. Also in Japan, we have so many disastrous.
The natural disasters.
Then we now still in that recovering period. So that new emperor facing that more endeavor or trying to more develop or getting the a kind of common prosperity between the Japanese citizen. The name of the labor is a beautiful harmony. Then we people gather, then making a good harmony to create a new beautiful era.
Now, I was reading that the new emperor studied, I think, at Oxford.
He's very good at speaking in English. Then he's the first crown prince attending the United Nations Assembly to make a speech on his study in water supplying. And also, he visited in Brazil, then making the same kind of speech in English. And so he has a very good experience and skills and knowledge about such things. Then he's, as you say, that he studied in Oxford, that he's a very modernized and internationalized, that we hope that he makes some good contribution or cooperation to the international field.
And so I know this is also a period, you know, post-war. What do you think lies ahead with the relationships internationally?
After the war, we have some difficult period relations with such, particularly recently between China or Korea. But we hope that every time have a good relation with other countries.
Peace and prosperity.
We wish to have, yes.
Beautiful harmony.
Yeah, not particularly in Japan, but in the world. Next year, we are having that Tokyo Olympic. Then maybe many foreign countries, people visiting Japan, that we very much hope to have a good, successful event. In Tokyo Olympic, that surfing, that elected the first time for the Olympic Games. That the surfing, I heard that originally come from Hawaii.
Yes.
So it's much fun that Hawaiian people love to come to Japan to observe that game or join or viewing that TV.
Yeah, it's a big event, a big deal.
Mm.
Yeah, so lots to look forward to with this new era and the new emperor.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been talking to Deputy Consul General Takayuki Shinozawa about ushering in the new era of Emperor Naruhito Reiwa. You can find details about the congratulatory book signing on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.